Do you know how much your wireless is costing you? Probably a lot more than you think. But with Consumer Cellular, you can get talk, text, and data for just $20 a month. Consumer Cellular also offers flexible plans, nationwide coverage to 99% of the U.S. population, no contract, and a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Plus, you keep your number and your phone. Make the switch today. Go to ConsumerCellular.com to get started.
This week on Androids and Aliens.
Should we approach the bridge and try to restore power before going deeper into the aft of the ship?
A last-ditch plot hatches from desperation.
Perhaps with power, we would have the advantage against anything else that was waiting for us.
But the best-laid plans of mice and men often go awry.
Dax sees a body lying at the first intersection. Looks like a child at first, until Dr. Frisk goes up to investigate and realizes it's the body of a space goblin.
And the crew's valor is tested against terrible odds.
Mac, you're up, and this is what you see. You see Dr. Frisk get a shot off, Dax gets a shot off, and then Dax runs away like a coward, leaving you all fully exposed.
Will temptation tear them apart?
But that's what I want to find out, is like, what's in these fucking books?
The adventure continues.
Dax is going to start kind of banging, rummaging through the stores.
Hey, medical supplies? Cures for void death?
There's actually a giant box marked void death cure. But it says do not open.
No.
I never feel more confident in the ability of my team to produce a great show than when I say, hey, Joe, what are you doing 5 minutes before we record? And he's like, oh, just reading the basic rules for Starfinder.
That is exactly what I said to you. You know, and it's exactly what I was doing.
It's been a while.
You're telling me after 12 hours of playing this, you don't know how it all works yet?
Well, it's partially understanding the basic rules and partially figuring out how to get out of this horrendous situation. I'm trying to game the system here, and I'm finding nothing, LaValle. It's nothing.
It's hard because we're in space. That's something that we're not taking fully into account, I think.
Yeah.
We're in space. Little known fact about space, there's no air.
Yeah.
No air, and it's a bunch of science stuff.
And there's science stuff, and not only that, but there's like aliens.
Yeah, and like, you know, stars.
It's like when you go camping and it's like there's a bear. How much worse is this?
There's no void death at the Shenandoah summer camp.
Like, as far as I know, you go to Yellowstone, that's not like on the warning sign before you go in.
Well, clearly you and I went to different camps. Void death was running rampant
in Massachusetts.
And dysentery.
You guys got 87.
At least you guys got to go to camp.
It was dysentery and void death.
That's right.
The summer of 87. You guys didn't read about that?
That old documentary the Duplass brothers did on Netflix a few weeks ago. It's so good.
Black and white photo of Troy. Slow zoom in. Boston Red Sox hat.
It's the same hat.
I just imagine the footage is people shitting themselves and walking around as zombies. Just horrible. All over Western Massachusetts. Oh, it was a dark time.
They burned the bathrooms that year. burned them to the ground.
Well, you guys, you made it out to space. I mean, this is where you want to go. When you're playing Starfinder, at some point you know that you're going to go out in space. You get into this little miniature dogfight with a Death's Head Necroglider. And you guys had the upper hand there, but then a couple of brash moves towards the end, and it got away. You finally see in the distance the Acreon. You board this ghost ship, really. Immediately get freaked out by the situation. Airlock, the aft airlock between the thrusters, open to space. The gravity is still intact, which lets you know, okay, there is still some power available on this ship, but there's no atmosphere. It needs to be repressurized, and that can only happen from the bridge, most likely.
There's no atmosphere here. Just not a great location. You wouldn't want to have your honeymoon here.
No.
That's why there's no one here.
No one comes here for dinner anymore.
It would get very low ratings on Yelp for atmosphere.
I wish that joke had played better.
Yeah, what are you quoting?
It's just like you say, like, you know, what is the thing about space? No atmosphere.
But the service was great.
Service was great, but no atmosphere.
Food is okay.
I didn't love the atmosphere because there was none of it.
What's to love?
It pleases me that we've gone down this road, but please, let's move on.
I'm going to keep trying until this gets funny.
Let's workshop this until someone laughs.
Anybody? No?
No? Okay.
I think the actual joke is why aren't there restaurants on the moon or something, and then no atmosphere.
Ooh. God, you should
We're
write
still not there.
You should write New Yorker comics. It's so dry. I need
not my joke.
I need a sip of water because that was so dry.
We actually know a New Yorker cartoonist.
Friend of the pod.
Yes.
Joe Dater is actually a prominent New Yorker cartoonist.
Yes.
So we should.
Well, we did find out that Matthew was British today, actually. So the dry jokes.
Oh, that's right. You did
DNA.
Was there a DNA situation
or
someone told you?
My great aunt was like, oh, by the way, my mother wasn't German.
Oh.
What a blow.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't a blow. It was just my grandfather
always
said.
Well, you can finally
said,
take that patch off your arm.
Oh, my God.
You made it funny.
I did it.
You made it funny. Skid literally slid his chair halfway across the room.
It's a nice moment. A nice moment with my great aunt. And then I told you about it.
Oh, never share anything personal with Troy LaValle.
No, you were saying you're
I'm dumb.
You're actually pretty.
He doesn't want.
No, let's talk more about your family and Troy destroyed.
Let's go back to the part where you were killing my character in Void Death.
Yes. So you get onto the ship, and these creatures attack you, and they're pretty tough. They're pretty hardy. I'll be honest, I was not sure how you guys were going to handle them after you dismantled that last encounter I threw at you. But man,
that was tough, though.
It was tough.
Mm-hmm.
And they left their mark on Dr. Friss and Kreska, both failing their fortitude saves and contracting Void Death.
What a fucking first level affliction. I can't believe that.
Not good. Not good. You guys then move into the next room. All the doors are open. Next room has the power core of the ship. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Still pulsating with some low energy. Up ahead, you see another corridor wide open that stretches all the way, you would think, to the front of the ship. But Dax sees a body lying at the first intersection in this corridor. Looks like a child at first until Dr. Friss goes up with Dax to investigate and realizes it's the body of a space goblin.
So strange.
Exactly what you expected.
Yeah.
At that moment, one of these stupid things comes running at you again.
Ugh, so terrifying.
Guess we got to roll for initiative.
Oh, man.
Roll, Rickaroll.
This is so important.
So important.
Roll, Rickaroll. Oh, man.
Roll, Rickaroll, indeed. Let's start. Ladies first. Mac, what'd you get?
I thought you were going to say Matthew.
I almost did.
He was tempted. He was holding on that M.
Matthew.
18, baby.
18, baby. All right. Dr. Friss.
21 for Dr. Friss.
Oh, never one to be outdone. Dr. Friss with a 21. Hey, that rhymed. Kreska.
12.
12 for Kreska. Okay, Mei Shun.
8.
8. What is your modifier?
2.
2. Okay, and Dax attack.
20.
20. Nice. Just behind the good doctor.
He saw this thing coming.
It would make sense that the two guys up front get to go first.
Yeah, baby!
Since they were the ones that saw this thing coming at them. Now, Dr. Friss, you are in bad shape. You've already contracted this. It can't get much worse for you, but you know what these things can dish out. It is your turn, Dr. Friss.
Yeah,
So he says, he's another one!
And pulls out, levels his pistol at this thing again. And I have to point out, too, that I am legally blind right now. My glasses broke last night. I'm not going to be able to get a new pair until tomorrow. I can't see the map, so...
you or Dr. Friss?
Dr. Friss is fine. I wish I was him, except for the dangerous situation he's in right now.
Can you see your dice, or should someone else read these numbers?
I can. If I lean in close, I can see the numbers on my dice. All right, so I'm going to... Wherever this thing is... Mm-hmm. I'm going to fire at it with my pistol.
10 feet away from you, so you are good.
Okay, so that is a 14. That is a 14 to hit.
Against energy
against
armor
kinetic.
Class. Oh, it's against kinetic
yes.
armor class. That is a hit.
Yeah!
Okay, beautiful. Awesome.
Beautiful.
And that's 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
And I'm going to take a guarded step away from it.
All right, so move action takes a step back.
Yeah.
The old guarded step. Dax, 10 feet away from this thing. Dr. Friss just, boom, leveled it.
Yeah, Dax got to jump on this thing. He saw it coming from, I don't know, 20, 30 feet away through the darkness. And he just starts charging. The laser, and as it's 10 feet away, the shot goes off, hits it for 3 points of fire damage.
Oh, 3 points of fire!
Sears through it. And then Dax is going to move actually down the hallway to the left where he is a little bit, it's around the corner from the creature.
Okay.
So maybe the creature will, if it pulls towards Dax, then it'll leave the whole party alone. If it goes to the party, Dax will have a very clean shot on it.
Roll a perception check.
Oh, no.
3.
It looked like you rolled a D10. I was like, Joe, that's not how Pathfinder let alone Starfinder. 3?
3.
Okay, you just see a doorway towards the end that's wide open. Like around the corner, leading into a room there.
And gotcha.
There's and then obviously the airlock is at the end of the hallway as well. You can see with your dark vision.
Okay, I'm just going to go about 10 feet down this hall and then not expose myself to the open door at the end.
Okay, so you're like right at the edge of the opening into this other room or rooms.
Yeah, he's passing down and then on his left, it opens up into another room and he's not going to go that far to pass through it. So he's just kind of hugging the wall.
Mac, you're up and this is what you see. You see Dr. Friss get a shot off, Dax gets a shot off, and then Dax runs away like a coward, leaving you all fully exposed.
Typical robot.
That's what you see.
Right.
Physically.
Dax, no!
What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to attack it.
Yeah, you got a beautiful clean shot here.
7. Woohoo!
7. I won't ask what armor class that is, because it does not hit.
No. But I will give everyone else a bonus.
All right.
Go for her! Or him. Whatever it is.
It! And that's a move action or a swift action?
It's a move action.
Move action. Great. So you stay in place
And
drop a little +1 to their attack and damage or just attack?
Attack.
Just to attack.
Rolls,
okay.
Yeah.
That is going to help or will it? Kreska, you are behind Mac about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet away from this creature.
So I went to explainthejoke.com.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is worse than the monster we're fighting.
Here's the actual joke. Did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon? No. Great food, but no atmosphere.
All right, that's better. That's better. Certainly better now, the fourth time around.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's better after 10 minutes and now, having some exciting combat in between.
What's even better is there are 3 paragraphs of explanation for this on explainthejoke.com.
Oh, God.
I will spare you that.
I don't even want to meet the people this is targeted towards.
I mean, it might be for ELL people, but it's. I'm going to just cast telekinetic projectile.
I was going to make that your turn, but okay.
Kreska goes to a computer and just pulls up.
Now, I've asked you this before, and help me with this. You have, obviously, line of sight, but you don't have that line of effect with Mac in the way. Does that matter for something like this?
I don't know.
It's telekinetic.
I don't know why it should. It doesn't, I'm not shooting it from my hand.
Okay.
It can come from wherever.
Again, call in, folks. It helps us learn as well. Fire
you
away.
You fling an object weighing 5 pounds, less than one bulk at the target, making a ranged attack against its KAC. If you hit, you deal 1d6 bludgeoning damage to both the target and the object.
Ah, so, all right, so what are you flinging?
So what I was going to ask you, what's around? We established there was stuff in the last room.
Right.
Is there stuff within 30 feet of me?
Yeah, we could say there's probably a little wrench or something on the floor. Absolutely.
Great. I'm going to miss on this anyway, so
yeah,
it really
go
doesn't
for
matter.
It. Well, you know what? Let's have fun.
13. KAC.
13 against CAC.
That should hit.
All righty, that's going to be
yeah! All right.
Clang.
6 points of damage.
Yeah! Last awesome. Time I leave a wrench laying around. Yeah, this adventure.
That's an effective wrench.
Wow.
That's,
I mean, regs are regs, and you shouldn't leave wrenches sitting out in the middle of the corridor.
OSHA violation. Huge
that's
one.
That's a huge OSHA violation.
All right, so you've got this Akata standing now 15 feet away from Dr. Friss, and around the corner is Dax. It charges at Dr. Friss.
Jeez.
And goes to bite.
No.
Ooh, 23 against Kinectic.
That is a hit.
Kinectic AC. And that is going to be, not a lot of damage. 3 points of damage, and you are already under effect of Void Bite.
Yeah, okay.
So you can't get much worse. All right, so just charges up. I didn't even add the plus two. But it is going to be Mei Shun's turn.
All right, so I'm shooting through Dr. Friss's square right now, so I'm going to take a guarded step so I don't have to, and I'm going to fire twice at this creature.
All right, so you're going to move diagonally to, like, get right next to this thing.
Well, then you're going to provoke.
I'm happy to provoke.
You're happy to provoke? I'm happy to bite. This is bold, because Mei Shun has not been affected. So as you pull this pistol out to shoot, a ranged attack at such close range, it's going to try to bite your arm. Natural 8.
Yeah. What's your total?
16 against CAC.
Oh, that's a hit.
Oh, that's definitely a hit.
Oh, wow. Boy.
These things are nasty.
These things are awful.
5 points of damage. And I'm going to need you to roll a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
A very, very important fortitude save.
12.
This is the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, no. I want to take the whole thing back.
You seem to feel okay for the moment.
Oh.
Go ahead and attack.
All right. Shoot.
Man, now that hurt, though.
I just want to fire once, but I'm going to fire twice at a -4.
You get a +1.
I missed both attacks.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. See, you're channeling your gunslinger, Baron, from the Glass Cannon podcast. You can't help but try and shoot twice, but it's literally killing your friends.
Yep, and myself.
And yourself.
Literally?
Figuratively killing your friends.
No, perhaps literally.
Imaginatively killing your friends. All right, so round two, Dr. Friss!
All right, still can't see the board. I am going to take another guarded step away from it.
It's a big ship on a river.
Okay. All right. Do I have a clear shot?
You sure do.
Okay. I'm going to take another shot with the semi-automatic pistol.
Yes.
Oh, that is a 20 to hit.
Whoa, you got to roll a 20% mischance since you physically can't see.
Okay.
I think that's on page one of the Starfinder Core.
I didn't realize.
That's brutal.
We're really digging into the Apocrypha with these rules here.
Call Paizo. Not my problem.
That is 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage. All right, Dr. Friss. Are you guys dealt some pretty serious damage here. Dax, you've got a beautiful straight shot. The beauty of going down that hallway, you got out of that clump there.
Yeah.
Didn't draw the attention of the Akata, but you still are left with a clean shot here.
Yeah, so you can get that straight shot. I'm curious about doing this double shot thing. Grant's got me, like, chomping.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, you know what I would do if I were you? Idea. You know what I would do if I were you? I'm just throwing this out there. I don't often give advice as the GM for what the players should do. I would just duck into that open room.
Good just, idea.
Do a turn around and flee through the door.
Go through there. I'll give you a little flavor text, and we'll just see what happens.
No, he's going to level. He's really kind of like feeling fear about this creature, like seeing what it did to his allies.
Yeah.
And I mean, it hit him for like 17 points of damage or something in just a few minutes ago. So he's extremely nervous. He's going to level his artillery laser, charge up 2 shots, and fire again. Hits. For 6 points of fire damage.
And you kill it.
Yeah! Thank God. This, like, huge beam of laser just through the hallway in front of everybody.
Nice.
Wow.
Melts
it.
Melts it. Good teamwork there. It's a lot easier when there's one of them and you know a little bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, we knew... Jeez. It does help to know a little, but I mean, you just... You can't escape it. I mean, if it's on you and it hits you, it's... Our fortitude saves are very low at this level. You know,
they are. Like, why? Yeah, like, I see the DC and I'm like, they can make that easily. No, not necessarily.
Womp, not easily.
Womp.
Dax, where are you?
I'm right here. And then he disappears around that door. Other room. No.
Dax, you coward.
He'll step up and he's going to do another perception just down the hallway, looking straight and then looking down the left, which was the hallway he was initially looking at. 16, just looking for more of these things. He's nervous.
All right, so you're ducked down that corridor. Where you're standing, you don't see anything. You see that you're right next to an opening, and behind that is the port airlock, and then the opposite side, you would assume, is the starboard airlock. And looks like there's another opening down the end of the hall as well.
I can't remember. Dr. Frist, did you check the goblin last time?
We had just turned him over, and then we got interrupted.
All right, he's going to be like, Dr. Frist, check the body. I will cover you.
That.
And he's going to keep the laser going and just keep looking around.
Kreska's going to draw her Dashko.
Mac will join, and I want to roll a perception. Natural one.
Perfect.
You see a tree growing right out of the
shouldn't have had it.
Ship.
Alcohol.
So Dr. Freese is going to, like, and he's, like, twitching because he's got, like, this stuff. Like, he knows. I think, like, he dissected these things in medical school, like, during his xenobiology courses. So he knows a lot of, you know, about the effects of these things, and he's kind of slightly terrified what's happening to him. It's an 18 medicine check on the goblin.
On the goblin.
To see how it fared. How it died.
It appears as if it was killed by one of these Akatas.
Okay. Oh, well, we better destroy it now.
It's going to become a zombie.
It's going to come back.
Yeah.
Do we know?
Did it fail its fortitude saves? If it did, if it was infected by the disease, then there's a good chance it
all
will
right,
come back.
So
destroy it could have just been killed.
Out the airlock.
Frist, without saying anything, like, he checks the wounds, and then he steps back, and he points his pistol right to its head.
Boom. Boom. Blah. It's still got, like, a space helmet on, and it just fills up with goo.
Oh.
Yeah. Gross.
Big nice. Opening in the glass.
Yeah. Oh, like Mars Attacks.
Does it have anything on it? On the body?
Yeah, it looks like there's a classic goblin weapon, a dog slicer.
Oh, nice. Oh.
There's dogs in space. I didn't know.
You know, he's wearing this pretty tattered flight suit. And he also has this laser pistol that looks like it's very poorly constructed and made from pieces of other lasers.
Probably going to blow up. A chance to blow up.
It's like a junk laser.
Yeah.
Does he have any? Does his flight suit have any insignias on it?
No. It looks like it's also put together from other
patchwork.
Yeah, other space
so
suits.
My theory is that goblins, they're usually lawless, probably didn't take the quarantine into consideration and maybe tried to raid this after whatever happened here happened, and they got killed before us.
Mm. Mm.
That's a good guess.
It's pretty creepy. Yeah.
Dax is going to say, Captain, there is a room this way.
Can
and
you see
sort of turn and gesture with his head right to where he's standing around the corner to the left. There's a room that opens in darkness. Shall I investigate?
Yes, but be careful. And also, I think we should move along quickly. We need to return to the ship and get some medical assistance. Eventually.
Dax will turn back before he goes down and just kind of like look at the group and say, should we approach the bridge and try to restore power before going deeper into the aft of the ship? Because it would be making a turn back towards the aft of the ship. Obviously, there's not going to be any bridge there.
Yeah, the way that these portals are opening, it's turning back towards the ship, whatever this room or room is. Mm-hmm. Whereas the airlocks are going out, port and starboard, this turns you back.
Perhaps with power, we would have the advantage against anything else that was waiting for us.
Yeah.
My friends, I am so sorry. I don't know what came over me in that battle. I became a bit more brash than I was capable of being, and I could certainly take my daily rest to restore my stamina points. Would it be all right with you?
Right now?
No, this is the first time we've ever done this.
What are
this is the first
points?
Time we've ever considered this. Is this like we're not in immediate danger now? These things aren't coming at us.
We literally did this last episode.
We just did this a week ago.
Oh.
We all did it.
Grant, I have told you time and time.
I wasn't hurt last week.
Do not drink before we record.
Man.
He's got a little something sitting there.
That's the old Grant.
I can smell your whiskey breath.
Can we do it again, though?
Yes, we can take 10 minutes.
All right, cool.
And you can.
It just costs you a resolve point like every time.
Yep, yep,
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want to do it in that room that Dax is near?
I mean, you
really push it for this room.
That's awesome.
Captain, this room to the rear or the bridge? Your thoughts.
Mac is going to walk over to Dax, and I think together we should investigate this room carefully. But,
okay.
But after you, Dax.
All right, so assuming
split
we
the party.
We take a few minutes to not get into any more danger while Meishun rests up. Mm-hmm. Cool. Then we'll be ready to go. So whoever wants to get behind Dax in whatever order, he's going to just... You see the edge of his laser peeks out past the corner of the room. And then he turns quickly and like plants himself square to the room, facing the pointing the laser into it.
What a badass.
And you can see in the dark, right? Because Mac is probably blind right now without Meishun's lights. Meishun, can you give me some lights?
Absolutely, Captain. I'd be happy to.
Surrounded by dancing lights. And I can direct them into the room as you wish.
Do that.
So Meishun's dancing lights kind of go all about the room. Hmm. And kind of, it's a creepy scene with no gravity, but or with gravity, but in this space dock, you see motes of dust maybe floating in the air.
Space dust.
Space dust.
No, I love
has,
it.
No one has cleaned here in weeks. You take a peek into this room, and it appears to be the port side cargo hold.
Ah.
Troy, can I just give you a quick compliment?
All right, I'll allow it.
What's so uncharacteristic then?
Fans of our other show will know that you have trouble with things like port and starboard.
I do.
And
I do.
You actually have learned them for this podcast.
You know, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but...
you studied.
I'm a bit of a seaman now.
But I've put...
You know that for a while. Right. Constantly saying that.
Get that C word out of here.
Look how he's good and ready.
All right, so it's the port side cargo hold. Looks like it clearly holds much of the ship's supplies. Cursory glance, Dax, where you're standing, you see extra food, water stores, replacement air filters, spare parts, and the like. There's also a shipping container approximately 8 feet square.
Oh, boy.
Right in front of you with some writing on it.
Good news. That is great news.
Dax will slowly walk into the room and approach the thing in the middle.
Mac is coming after.
And read what is written on it.
It is addressed to the Yaxian Embassy on Absalom Station.
This is the package.
This is the package, man. Now, do you remember what Gevalask Nor asked of you?
No.
Well,
I thought he just said return it.
Yeah, return it without opening it.
Yeah, without opening it and without and like telling anybody else.
And we've got our little monitor bot that's hovering around.
Yeah.
What is the monitor bot doing right now, Troy?
It is following Dax.
What? What did he tell us? Something that we're forgetting?
Just, you would ask him some questions. He's like, it's nothing illegal.
Right, he said it's not contraband.
It's
contraband. Of a personal nature.
Personal nature.
I'm not
really
telling you what's in it.
And if you bring it back, I'll make it worth your while. I think he offered you an extra, like,
500 credits each.
Dog.
Meishun is going to follow in just behind Dax and over his shoulder kind of cast Detect Magic on the box.
Detect Magic on the box. You do detect... some magic. But do you believe in magic, Grant?
In a young girl's heart.
All right, let's bring it with us. Or
I think we should leave it here until we get the rest of the ship. Or we can put it in the ship now for safekeeping.
Let's put it in the ship now if we have to get out of here right
now. Well, no, I think, Afi, we should just do a sweep before
we do any heavy lifting, you know?
Mm. Mm.
Let's make sure that we're safe. Let's try to restore power, too, if we can, and make things a bit easier. I don't want to run into any more of those things while we're trying to move this.
Fair enough, Doctor.
Dr. Frist, did you say these creatures were weak to salted water?
Yeah, salt water.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's look for salt water.
If there's any that we can find.
Dax is going to start kind of gruffly, like, banging, rummaging through the stores to see if there's any, like, unfiltered or untreated water, to see if there's any,
salt?
Saline or...
Yeah, or, like
yeah, or
water
just salt.
And salt
if,
yeah.
there, if you said there was food in here.
Plenty of water. You don't see any salt.
Water everywhere.
If this was like a galley,
and
maybe.
Only drops to drink.
If this was like a galley, maybe you'd be able to find the salt, but plenty of water. But yeah, no.
Any medical supplies?
No medical supplies.
Any cures for or remedies for void death?
There was actually a giant box marked void death cure. But it says do not open.
All right. We're rule followers.
It's up to you.
I'm thinking also, so can I do, is there a check, can I do like an engineering check to see if this model of ship might have a medical bay on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I can do it too.
That's a good idea.
31.
Jesus.
31. It is not impossible for it to have one, but it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah, it all depends on how they decided to outfit the ship. If they went with more cargo, like they probably did, where this was a mining ship, yeah. They probably had more cargo holds than that, but like other ships would
but
have...
But a factory issue, that is no...
Yeah, factory issue, there's no... Not necessarily a med, right. Med bay, yeah.
Depends on the module. Okay, yeah.
You would think if these were miners, they probably had more cargo holds and more quarters.
Yeah. But I've got my fingers crossed that we'll find a medical bay, but... And I have an idea, too. Fris has an idea. He's not sharing this yet, but thinking about looking what's in the box and fiddling with this remote camera to alter the footage that we're taking. Like, I think I can do it. So he's not sharing this yet, but this is something he's thinking about.
I mean, what happens if in the heat of battle the bot is destroyed?
Yeah, who could say? This is a very dangerous environment.
Shots flying in every direction.
Bullets fly everywhere. Laser blasts.
Yeah, we potentially could distract it somehow.
Well, it's not like a dog.
No, like, but
throw a T-bone at it.
But if it's following us, you know, then... And one person... I don't know. Maybe... I was thinking that it would follow, you know, if we split up for a second.
I wonder who... Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
What's in the box?
This is actually a kind of interesting opportunity to discuss just for a second. Alignment. Like, there's a part of, like, a very good character that might not even want to mess with that just on principle, but there's also, like, shades of alignment that would want to bring back a pristine recording to give the accurate representation of what was going on here to solve the conflict between Hardscrabble and the astral extractions.
Sure, I don't think any good character would even consider it.
But right.
Neutral on down.
Right, right.
Fair game.
I don't know, though. Like, I don't know if it's like a moral imperative, knowing what we know of the parties involved, that we would have to.
Well, you,
it depends on how
you would be
trust.
Sabotaging an evil
empire. Like Eox is an evil aligned empire. I mean,
yeah, there's nothing objectively good or evil about looking in the box. Right. I mean, I'm lawful, so I'm thinking Kreska probably
good.
Would not. I'm lawful neutral, so I don't think she would
you
have
might,
an objection.
You might be averse to breaking a promise.
Exactly.
But otherwise.
Yeah, it depends on how much you trust Ambassador Noor. He is a
we've
a
got no reason to spokesman. Trust or not to trust him yet. But that's what I want to find out, is like, what's in this fucking box?
I want to know so bad, too.
Are what's you guys saying this? You're not saying this loudly right now, right?
No.
Because then we're
he's bad. Just thinking this. Like, yeah.
He's thinking it with the other five voices.
They pull a Sean Penn and just, like, grab and start punching it.
Because this is this has been Mac's issue all along. That's why she's trying to, you know, send messages secretly to Dax, for example, because she doesn't trust any of this, and she's also thinking that they're watching us all the time. I don't know if they are actually on a live feed. They might not be. I don't know how much connection they would need for that. But I think we should be very careful with what we say and do.
Well, when we leave this room, Friss is going to, he plans to be the last one to leave to see if the camera follows the rest of the party or if it stays with him.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, he's going to check out the box.
Yeah.
Is there a check we can do to see if it is a live feed? Or do we know?
It's hard to tell. You're under the impression it's just recording.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it could broadcast like over.
Yeah, from this distance, it doesn't. It looks too mundane to be able to do that. But he is a pretty powerful dude.
We're also in space.
You're in space.
And I'm a lizard.
This is true.
The world
is a talking lizard.
A talking lizard.
All bets are off.
How's that for mundane?
Let's go move on. Move on quickly. We shouldn't linger. I think we should check out the rest of the
yeah. No, let's check out the rest of the
I'll
ship.
Go first with Dax. Friss, you stay back.
Where? Straight up toward the bridge.
I think. Perhaps the second corridor. Check out this the other room that's just straight across the
other room aft.
That by the space goblin to the right.
Yeah,
starboard.
All right, so we're gonna cross over the space goblin again.
Okay.
Moving slowly down that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So perception down that hallway. 12.
12. So you get to the intersection there, and you look down, and it.
I got a 22.
22. All right, so Max and Dak go down there, and you see pretty much, you don't walk up to the opening, right?
Exactly. We're right. Looking down the hallway.
Right.
Not
Grant keeps trying to put you in the next room.
He keeps trying to throw me in front of the void death.
And Joe just keeps sliding it back.
And then Grant keeps pushing it back up.
He's reaching across with his character sheet, like pushing with the paper like back on the map.
So you guys go down there. Mac, you get a much clearer view than Dax on this, but it's pretty clear. It's almost mirror to the other side. Same airlock.
Almost mirror. Closed. What's different about it exactly?
This one's on the starboard side. It's on the port. Now, meanwhile, Dr. Friss stayed behind, and the bot lingers with you for a second and then goes out. You have no reason to believe that if you continue to linger, it won't come back, but you have a moment to check something.
I'll take quickly, quietly... I will try to check what's in the crate.
All right, so here's the thing about the crate. Roll a perception check.
All right. That would be a 17.
All right. Sealed. Mm-hmm. There's no manifest visible as to what the contents are, but you can tell that it needs some sort of engineering check to open it up.
All right.
And if you want to do it in a way... that will leave no trace of it being opened. It needs a really good engineering check. Or at least a better one.
Can I take 10? Can I take 20?
Or you just break it open. You have the time. Taking 20 takes how long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes,
or is it an hour?
The thing is
the issue.
Come back,
the issue is you can't take 20 unless there's no consequence to failure.
Right.
So like,
right,
there's a failed engineering check. Leave
evidence. Yeah, I'll make a check.
Okay, engineering.
Engineering. That is a 23.
You open it up. You feel like you left a little bit of a mark on there as you were doing it. You open it up, and...
Can we make predictions?
Please. Yeah, any predictions?
I think it's going to be a living being.
Living being?
Person. Ooh. A person of some kind.
Oh, it's like Fifth Element.
Or that's
Firefly.
Great.
Or Fire... Yeah.
Good idea, man.
Grant, what do you think?
Your heart.
Troy's heart.
Yeah. Cold, dead heart.
It's Eoxian for sure.
Trafficking humans is not, or living beings is not contraband? I don't have a guess. I have no idea.
Eleanor?
Nope.
Nope. Skid, what do you think?
Dead colobus monkey.
Dead colobus monkey.
Can I change my vote to what Skid said?
You open the crate,
mm-hmm.
and inside you find a smaller, transparent polycarbon plate capsule that almost looks like a coffin. An impression only heightened by the capsule's occupant. there is a skeletal humanoid figure with an elongated cranium wearing a military uniform inside.
Oh, no.
As you look closer at this creature in there, its eyes pop open.
What?
And the capsule opens up.
Oh, shit. Preston! Oh, no, I'm alone in this room with this
and
monster.
This female Eoxian opens her eyes and looks at you. She's like, what? Who? Is this the station? Where am I? Who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Fliss. I am a physician. Please don't be alarmed.
Are you a doctor sent to check on me?
Yeah. No, I'm here. We're here to rescue you.
Is this Absalom Station?
No, we're not quite there yet, but we are in a little bit of danger, so I just thought that we would double check to make sure you're okay.
What do you mean, danger? This was not supposed to be opened until I arrived at the embassy.
I know, but we've had some complications.
What complications?
This ship that you are on has been attacked by Azatas. The crew is dead. I myself have been bitten. It's a race against time just to keep from becoming a void zombie.
So why are you here?
I don't know. We were sent to retrieve you.
Sent to retrieve me, or sent to retrieve the capsule that I am in? I am but cargo. This was not supposed to be opened until we reached Absalom Station.
Well, for that, I do apologize. But we just thought that, like, with all the, like, fighting going on, we wanted to make sure that whatever was inside, and I did not know, was not damaged.
Who do you work for?
I was sent by Gavrisk Knorr.
If you are working for Ambassador Knorr, as you suggest, I'm sure he will be none too happy to know that you stuck your fingers where it didn't belong. Please, if you are meant to retrieve me, close me back up and bring me to the embassy immediately. Yeah. It is of vital importance that I get there.
At this point, you hear Dr. Frizz having a conversation.
All right, yeah. let's
so go. So we're going to go. We'll double no, back.
We'll back. We'll
go
back.
Oh,
no, no, don't, because the cameras will follow you.
No. Oh, God.
No, the comm. Oh, they can't even hear. I don't know how she would even hear me.
Yeah, they would. We wouldn't hear him unless he activated his comm unit.
Well, I don't know how she would hear me because I'm talking in a vacuum.
Either way, after a certain point, the thing comes to check on Frizz.
No. So he just, like, throws up his hands, like, ah, fuck. he turns to the camera, he's like, well, you got me. Sorry.
What is this? What is the meaning of this? Are you alone?
No, I'm not alone. I came here with the crew. Like, we came here to check out the ship. And this was, like, a bonus mission, you know, to get you back. Like, the Gavrix know, like, wanted. But, everything's going to hell.
Are you heading back to Absalom Station?
That was the plan, yes.
Then you must bring me there immediately.
All right, look. I'm sorry I disturbed you. But just, like, to satisfy my own curiosity, like, what's he got? What is Gavrix's Nord's business with you? Can you tell me?
I cannot. For it is none of your business, and you have already possibly jeopardized.
Can I give you
a mission?
Can I give you an idea?
Sure.
How about you? Can you strike a deal with her of, like, if I bring you back to Absalom Station, then she won't tell him that you open it. So we'll.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get the money.
Yeah, that idea just popped into my head.
The muse,
unprompted. So listen, I will bring you back. We will bring you back. But could you just do us, like, a favor and just not say anything about us, you know, curiosity, like killing the cat, whatever.
You get me back to Absalom Station safely, and I promise I will stand up for you in the event that Knorr seeks retribution for these crimes of tampering.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks very much. And can I get you anything, like a coffee or...
No, just reseal
slippers.
Me in this capsule.
Okay.
And please make sure you've made no marks on this cargo.
I will do the best that I can, I promise you that. Like, take a lie down. Do you want an eye mask?
peanuts? I'll take an eye mask if you have it.
I don't have one.
To cover my empty sockets.
I'm sorry. It was more for my benefit than for yours, to be honest. But okay, so he lies back and is like going to try to like seal the thing back up.
Okay. So she lies back down and he just...
We could always blame the space goblins.
Seal the thing back up.
Seal the thing back up.
And like, except for the camera.
Except for the camera.
Well, we can tinker with the camera.
Put the cargo thing back together.
All right. And so, like, knowing that he's been recorded, but taking the chance that he will be able to tamper with the footage and remove it or alter it, he turns right to the camera and, like, does the double, like, middle fingers up to it, like, dancing. He's just like, well, we're going to be fucked anyway, like, if I'm not able to fix this. So, I'm yours, you undead motherfucker. And he goes back to the rest of the party.
Goes back and vroom, the robot follows you.
Oh, God. And now it's when we realize this is a live stream.
Everything. Fritz, what was going on in there?
Nothing. I'm just give me a like a 20 minute pause so I can get some room noise for the edit later.
That's a very meta joke.
Well, perfect deniability. Perfect.
Yeah, Dax is unable to read people, let alone rats. And so he's just like, everything is perfectly fine. And
I believe him.
Yeah, he turns. I, for one, believe him. He turns back around to examine this other room in the aft of the ship.
All right, starboard aft. So you are, right around the corner from it. Roll a perception check.
He kind of peeks his head around. Mm-hmm. Natural one.
Oh. Natural.
21.
One.
Adjusted, that is a one.
21.
21 for Mac. Dax, you look around and you see another cargo hold.
Another cargo hold.
Starboard cargo hold.
Boring.
It's another cargo hold.
Looks like it has a science lab in there.
Interesting. Doctor, there appears to be a science lab.
Small science lab.
A science lab, but not a medical lab.
Maybe some mining equipment, like compact mining equipment.
Oh.
And samples and stuff.
I'm going to take a look at those samples.
Dax is not going to go into the room.
All right, so Friss, you come up.
He'll
and
cover,
walk
Friss.
In. Does anybody else go in with Friss?
Kreska will go in.
All right, so Friss and Kreska go into the room. And how do I put this? Are immediately attacked by two more Akai.
Oh, God, I had a feeling.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
Jesus. How do I put this lightly?
Oh,
God. I was totally metagaming. Troy was like, samples. I was like, there's creatures in here!
Joe, you've been playing with this bastard too long.
I know. I had a feeling.
To quote my good buddy Joe O'Brien, chicken and cheese! The two characters that have been affected by this disease,
you know what,
are in the room.
It could be worse. We could have Mei Shun in there again.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Old two-shot Mei Shun.
I'm going to keep doing that.
I believe his exact words were, I'm happy to take the attack of opportunity.
Mei Shi two shots. Let's talk initiative. Let's start with the two people in the room. Dr. Fris.
17.
17 out of the gate. And Kreska.
Seven.
Seven. Okay.
That's less.
That is less than 17. 10 less, if you're a math major. Dax.
25.
25. That'll play. That'll play.
Crushed it.
Mac attack.
9.
9. And Mei Shun.
Rolling into a battle with an 11.
Ah, okay. A gentleman's 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. We're going to call this round one of this combat, for example. And I'm going to need Dax to go. Dax, you are right at the edge of the doorway there. You were looking in. You're like, it looks just like a science lab. All right, more cargo, more boxes. You see that the room is really tight.
Yeah.
As you've noticed, now that we've rolled for initiative, I've drawn the space in the room, and it's
10 feet wide about halfway in and then opens up to only 15 feet wide because there's so much shit on the walls. Oof. You know, the little science labs and boxes and whatnot. So it's a real bottleneck right away. You're at the edge there. Roll a perception check.
Okay. 15.
Yeah, you see them. You see them. They're coming out, and you know these guys are already infected, which actually is probably better, except for the fact that they deal out crazy damage. What do you want to do?
Can I, as a free action, can I say, Friss, get down! And then ready an action to fire as soon as he's out of the way so that when the enemy doesn't have cover?
Sure. You know, you can't be assured that he's going to do that, but you can absolutely do it.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
All right, so you're going to say, Friss, get down!
Yeah, exactly.
And then ready an action in
Friss,
the event.
Get down! It's actually kind of strange because he's always so, like, flat with the way that he speaks. And he just sort of, like, yells because he senses super intense danger. And
I can't do that, Dave.
I can't do that, Dave.
All right, well, it is now the one across from Kreska's turn. It takes a step up and goes to Bite Town. That is going to be a 22.
Oh. Yep.
22, and it's going to be 4 points of damage. Just bite on Kreska.
Okay.
You know what? Because I'm feeling nice, don't worry about that fortitude save. Because you're already hard.
Already
sick.
Thanks, Troy.
You know what? Never say I don't give, Matthew. Never say I don't give. All right. I actually rolled the Akata's initiative separately. So it is now Dr. Friss's turn.
Oh, fancy.
Dr. Friss, you heard Dax go, get down, Dr. Friss.
All right. So Friss, can he, takes a guarded step, like, away from it.
Yep.
Clearing the path.
Sure.
And then Dax fires. 18.
There you go.
Against EAC.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. 4 points of fire damage.
4 points of fire damage. Okay. Okay.
And his weapon is half empty.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Half empty.
Ooh. Do you have any extra cartridges laying
around? I do. Yep. Got some on the belt pack there.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that worked. Now, Dr. Friss, you can still act.
No.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I am going to
move.
So he fires. And then he's going to get himself into the room. Oh my God, there's no room because of that, the stuff along the walls.
There is stuff everywhere.
There's no room.
Someone has not cleaned in this room in weeks.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're all dead.
You would think.
All right, he's going to hold off for right now because he wants to see where this thing goes, and then he'll position himself next round for a better shot.
Okay, now Dr. Friss, you just moved. You could still fire if you want.
Yeah, so he shouts a cool, cool.
Shit.
Nice.
That is 14. 14 to hit.
Against kinetic.
Against kinetic AC.
So this is just a straight up bullet.
Yeah. It's like boom.
That is a hit.
Nice. Nice.
And you shot the one that Dax just shot at,
yes.
Right?
Okay. And that's 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
Beautiful.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, man.
You know, the first time you fought these guys, you kind of took a licking, but now you guys are doing okay. So 4 points of damage, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 from Dax, 4 from Dr. Friss. It is now the other one's turn. The other one rushes up to Dr. Friss to take a bite out of crime. Here we go. Ooh, I don't know here. Yeah, I assume your AC is a little low, and they do have a pretty good to hit. 17.
That does hit me, yes.
That hits you for 7 points of damage.
Oh, that
brutal.
Gets back into my hit points.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oy. Oh, God, no. All right. May Shun, or as it reads, May is Yoon.
That's the phonetic pronunciation.
That's what I thought it was when you first sent me the character bio. It's like, what a stupid name. May Shun sounds good.
Fucking racist.
May is Yoon. I don't like that.
Oh, boy.
May Shun, I like.
May Shun's going to slide into place behind Dax.
You're a big slider, I've noticed.
Big and slider. Glider. Big glider.
Yeah. Slider,
big
slider and a glider.
Glider. Well, it gives credence to the way she moves.
She's graceful.
Well, she moves
also
differently.
Because Grant spent 12 years as a competitive figure skater.
That's true.
You can't.
You know what?
You can't shake that.
It took me years to find.
He really plays up those football stories. That was 1 year.
It took
one
me years
year.
To found, find someone that could lift me up off the ice while I was skating. But when I did, it was just worth the wait.
I've seen how you handle dice. I can't imagine how you handle a triple Lutz without killing people.
It's blades flying everywhere.
It's amazing. I'm still alive.
Slide behind Dax.
Supercharge his laser.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. shaking in his hands.
And that's it.
That is
Mac,
it.
What do you want to do?
Since I can, since I'm behind the door, I can't shoot them. So I'm gonna give everyone a boost, one on their attack roll. Again.
Okay.
On the one that
Dax and Friss hit.
Yeah, the one that's currently attacking Friss.
All right, so you Friss, just give Friss. Them a boost. Do you say anything to them? Any words of encouragement?
Well, yes, she says. Don't let it kill Dr. Friss. Don't let it kill Dr. Friss. We need him.
I won't.
Anyone else can die, but not the rat. I love that damn rat.
Something like that.
All right, so y'all get a plus one to attack against the one that has already taken some damage. Kreska, you're the last one in the round. What do you do? Face to face with two of these things, pretty much.
She would love to take advantage of that plus one, but she's got to deal with the one.
She's a little busy.
Got to dance with the one that brought you.
Your dance card is full, Matthew.
13 to hit.
13 to hit. Kinetic or kinetic. Energy? All right, that's going to be
yes.
Good.
All right.
With the Doshko.
Oh, the Doshko.
4 points. Three points of damage.
Points of damage. Okay, all right. With the Doshko. Explain the Doshko, because have we talked about this weapon yet?
I don't think we have.
No, it's pretty badass, and it's a straight-up Vesk weapon,
it's
right?
A Vesk weapon. It is the actual symbol of the Vesk deity.
Isn't it like right on the cover of the rule book? The Vesk is holding a Doshko.
Yeah, that's a flame Doshko.
Yeah.
That's a little fancier. I have a tactical Doshko, which is basically like the non-fire version of it.
If you have enough money, would you buy a flame one?
I don't know. Kreska's not. She was a soldier,
right?
She had a soldier past, but this is the one remnant of her past that she allows to continue on in her current existence.
Little known fact, the weapon was named after actress Eliza Dushku.
Oh, really?
Round two. It is the Akata's turn that you just hit. It just goes to bite you because that's what they do. Ooh,
oh, wait, hold on. I don't get to take a 5 foot. I don't get to take a guard step?
Sure, go ahead.
I take a guard step back.
It steps forward you and bite. Wait,
you can't. Your back is up against
a crate.
I take a guard step forward. In between them.
Oh, in between them. Okay. They are now flanking you.
Wow. No, right? They're not.
Just off of flanking. Yeah, one is not aligned. One is more up on Friss. All right, so that one goes to hit you 18.
Yep.
7 points of damage. Ooh. Again.
Jeez,
these things are biting. Are you in the HP?
I'm in the HP.
You are lying about your rolls.
I am not.
This sucks.
Beautiful new die.
Tough.
That only rolls above 10. Dax, you
Shoot
see these things.
Her.
Dax, I have to imagine where you're standing. You see them like biting. They're latching on.
So this weapon is like
glowing,
shaking in Dax's hand. There's just all kinds of like electricity running over it and stuff, and he's just trying to like tame it down. And he's going to be shooting right next to his new friend, Dr. Friss.
Shoot her!
Yeah, he doesn't want to blow him away. Oh, come on, buddy! That is a 15 to hit.
Yes!
That'll hit.
Yes! Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven. He does 22 points of fire damage.
Oh, shit!
This stuff goes everywhere. There's blue and black goo all over the back.
I imagine the beam is like a foot and a half thick.
Shoots straight through the side here.
Right through it.
Boom! Takes it out.
Awesome.
Nice.
And
huge.
Dax is just like,
yes!
Like he gets this unbelievable urge of
Friss
energy
like,
and adrenaline.
And Friss is like clutching his new wound and he's breathing heavy and he turns and like gives a thumbs up
to the android. And then Dax is going to use all speed to get all the way back into the corner of the room. And try to fight this thing as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's fine because now the other one is just pretty much backed into a corner by Kreska because Kreska moved to intercept it. So it's pretty cornered back there. Let me ask you this. Supercharge, great spell. Well, you get to use that once per day.
I have 3 spells per day,
mm-hmm.
And I prepared Supercharge twice. I've used my Overheat. I've used Supercharge Weapon. I have one more Supercharge Weapon. But I also have a spell cache, so that allows me to reach into my. It's a physical item. It's mm-hmm. like a technical item. It's very cool with the Technomancer, and it lets me recall one spell I know and just cast anything I want.
Even supercharge?
Yeah, any spell you know.
What if I say you can't?
that's a good point.
GM decision rules. You know
what? We'll talk about this off air. all right, Dr. Friss, you just see that you must feel the power of this laser whiz by
you.
Yeah,
so it's like this wave of heat like penetrating through my second skin armor. So do I have, again, can't see, do I have a shot?
You sure do.
All right, so he's going to die and like pulls his pistol, takes a shot. Oh, that is a natty 19.
Oh, yeah.
And
that'll do.
That is 1 point of damage.
1 point of damage. Do you want to move at all?
I'm going to try to, yeah, I'm trying to get out of the room.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. All right, so you just, boom, get out of
get
the room.
Out of there.
You're back there with Mei Shun and Mac, and it is the other Akata's turn. It is right next to Kreska. Limited options here. Kreska, what are you sitting at for old stamina points? Be honest.
Stamina?
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, what are you sitting at for HP? Still be honest.
Eight.
Eight.
Oh.
Now, what happens if you go to zero HP?
I'm unconscious.
You're unconscious. Do you have resolve points?
I do.
Do you have a quarter of your total resolve points?
Yes.
All right. 11 to hit.
Kinetic or energy?
Kinetic.
Miss.
Yeah.
Oh,
would have been 7 points of damage to bring
man.
You
on.
You are rolling
sevens?
I'm rolling fives like nobody's business.
So Kreska very calmly just is like, and just like right. slightly shifts out of the way. Back.
Lunges at her.
Visions of her prison life. Just practicing these moves. Gets out of the way of possible death. And it is Mei Shun's turn. One left in this room. What are you going to do?
Mei Shun's going to move about 20 feet in and take whatever. I don't think she can get a clear shot, basically, where she is now.
How far can you move?
I can. I just need to move up to the doorway, and I can fire 80 feet with my pistol.
Is that a clear shot around that box?
I don't know how tall these boxes are, Troy. You let me know.
If it's drawn on the map, it's not clear. I take the time to draw these maps, Grant.
All right, so I moved up about 15 feet, and I think I have a clear shot now. Is that correct?
Let's see.
Am I looking at it properly?
I think you're going to move one more. It doesn't matter. You're still out of its...
All right, yeah.
There you go. Now you got a clean
Boom.
Shot.
Boom. Let's go with a natural 9 for an 11.
11?
Energy AC.
It's a miss.
Oh, damn it.
Don't you get a plus 1?
Oh, 12. I don't know if that changed.
No, that was the one that died.
Yeah. You have
oh, right. You have to select it. That's the problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have...
No, you didn't have a chance yet.
Track of that.
Mei Shun, you should have fired twice.
I know. I know.
Oh, Mei Shun,
we're always telling you, you got to fire twice.
Have you learned nothing in this hour? Mac, what are you going
to
do?
Mac is going to run up to where Dr. Friss was standing.
Okay. She just gets right
and
into
then
the business.
Attack the freaking monster.
What are you Kill shooting it. With? Rifle?
My rifle, but I miss.
Oh no. And you hit Kreska and killed her?
Oh my god.
That
well,
is brutal.
I promised I would.
Oh, no. Brutal.
She didn't
this
make
is for not
threat.
Shooting down that ship earlier.
Kreska, this is your turn. You know you're knock, knock, knocking on death's door. You're a natural 20 away from Goodnight City.
Oh, no.
Kreska says, I'm not attached to this weapon. I'm not attached to this weapon. And takes a swing with the Dashko.
Yes.
Miss. It's 11. Well, an 11 against KAC.
That's no good.
No.
And then she'll take a guarded step back to stand next to Dax.
Guarded step back to stand next to Dax. And it is the next round, and it's Dax's turn.
Yeah. All right, so.
Come on, Dax.
No more supercharge, bro.
She steps back, and I think Kreska is like.
I recommend
like a good
it.
Foot. A foot and a half, maybe taller than Dax, if not more. She steps back. He eyes this thing up. He's only 10 feet away. Should be an easy shot.
Come on.
Charges up and fires.
Yeah. Hits.
Yeah. 5 points of fire damage.
Whoa, baby.
21
5 points
against
of fire. Dr. Friss. Unless you're moving there, Dax.
Oh, right. Movement.
You could stand right in front of Kreska.
Yeah.
Take the next attack.
I could. I just...
he really doesn't want void death.
Well, if I don't have it, I'd be
if
better.
If I were you, I would
it.
Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And you mocked me for the atmosphere?
No, I mean, there's no
tough
way.
Tough atmosphere in here, let me tell you.
There's really no way for him to not get attacked here. What he wants to do is
You could run away like a coward. That would help. That would fix your problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could. All right, so he's going to move.
I was joking. Where are you going?
He's going to move right. Yeah, he's just going to move about 10 feet. He just wants to get in a position where a 5-foot step is available to him when this thing after it attacks him.
That's fair.
So that he cannot get, so he doesn't have to get an attack of opportunity on the next shot.
So, long story short, yes, you want to move.
Yes, I move.
Dr. Frisk.
A simple yes suffice.
So, once again, for the audience, can't see, do I have a shot at all from where I'm standing, wherever it is?
No. You'd be shooting like through 20 people.
So Friss is like, he's clutching at this new bite wound. He's sick. Like, he knows what's going to happen to him if he succumbs to this disease. Like, he's leaning up against the wall and like, just like breathing heavily, shaking. I don't know. There's really nothing else I can do.
Get a med pack? Maybe give you some juice?
I do. I have a healing serum, but I'm only 2 hit points down, so it'd be a little bit of a waste.
Yeah.
So,
go back and talk to the Eoxian?
I think he's just going to pull, like, the healing serum, like, out from his bell pack and, like, just kind of, like, he's tempted to use it because he's hurt.
Like hovering with it.
But he's just like kind of his hands, paws is shaking.
I could picture this like leaning against the wall of the ship thinking about, should I use it?
Yeah.
Will I need this later to save my life?
Yeah.
All right. It is the Akata's turn. I'm going to roll a D6 here. Okay.
Now here's the thing.
I got 3 targets. I'm going to say 1 through 3 is Kreska. 4-5 is Dax. 6 is Mac.
Hmm.
4. Dax.
Dax. Oh, Dax steps up. Another
and
disease.
Goes to attack Dax. That is going to be a 16 kinetic.
That hits.
Ugh. Hits for only 3 points of damage.
Don't care about the damage.
Need you to roll a fortitude save. What is your fortitude bonus?
3.
Oh, 3?
No. Yeah.
Plus 3?
Plus 3.
Hey, how can a robot get sick?
You got a good chance.
It is,
I do not know the human feeling of
illness.
Disease.
It is, this is bad news. I have been rolling great. I have hit every attack. I have saved on this fortitude save twice from these guys.
Keep saying
with natural
17.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my luck is running thin right now. Not feeling very optimistic. Fail.
What'd you roll?
8.
You, my friend, have some void death.
Oh, no.
Sucks.
No.
So
bad.
Oh, there is no latency or carrier state. You go straight to level 3. Oh, no. You've been using Brand X. Oh, boy.
Oh.
I believe that means you're fatigued and sickened.
Yeah.
And soon we'll come back as an android zombie. Meishun.
What's the difference, really?
There's no way that Meishun, there's a box in the way, my whole crew, I'm not going to step up and take another attack because I learned my lesson for the first time. So can I shoot with cover through them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's see what we get. All right, that is a 16 modified.
There 16 you go. Against which AC?
That is against energy AC with a laser pistol.
All right, that's a hit.
All right, that is a total of 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. Not bad, Meishun.
This thing has got to be
hurting.
It's almost there. We're Mac, you really need to lay it out here.
What do you got? This thing off, man.
Yeah, Mac is going to say, time to bring out the mac and cheese and give myself a plus 1.
Okay.
I still miss. God damn it.
Oh, what'd you
do? Man.
Oh, boy, Mac.
Cow.
Quick with a drink.
Yeah.
And a light of your smoke.
And it was my idea to get into this room. Oh, no.
Kreska.
Definitely holding you responsible.
Good choice, Captain.
Everyone's falling around you. What do you do here, Kres?
It moved up to hit Dax, right? So I don't have to take a step to hit it.
No, it's right next to you.
Kreska will keep chanting.
I'm not attached to this weapon. I could let it go at any time.
And she misses.
Oh no.
No.
Just let it go already.
She doesn't really have an option right now.
Oh, God. That's brutal. Next round. Dax. You just feel immediately weak as, like, it almost feels like worms are crawling under your skin where that bite is.
Oh, yeah, he's so uncomfortable and freaked out.
It's cold.
He's just going to fire. So,
so cold.
Attack of opportunity.
Little parasites running under your skin. You're going to fire? Attack of opportunity? I mean, how much worse can it get at this point? Natural one.
There we go.
Automatic
oh, nice.
Miss. So
that helps.
Cool.
That helps.
You're good.
He's going to put this artillery laser in this thing's mouth.
Does it have a mouth?
Sure. He's going to blow this thing away. Nope. And miss. So now here we go.
Here it goes. There go the dice.
There goes the luck.
It's gone. It is Dr. Friss' turn. Dr. Friss, same situation. I mean, it's just beyond bottleneck. This thing is surrounded by
three
of your friends.
I think I can't even get into this room. Like, he's still like shaking, like looking at this hypo. Puts it back into his lab coat. And he just takes a look around the doorway, like looking into the room again to see if there's any kind of shot that he can take, anything he can do.
Yeah, nothing. You just all you see is the little robot, like frantically recording all of this.
Right, yeah. So he's just like still clutching his wound. Like he looks up at this robot.
Fuck off! You do have a clear shot of the robot.
He's gonna take a shot. He's gonna take a shot at the robot.
Okay, fire away!
Damn it, Troy. That is a 15.
15, you hit it.
Okay. And that is 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage, and it breaks.
Yes!
Falls down on the ground.
Fuck that robot.
Oh, my God.
The last thing it records.
It's just there goes all of our money.
I really wanted that bonus.
I know. I wanted that money, man.
Man. The last thing it records is a little rat man taking aim directly at it.
All right, it is the Akatatatatat's turn. Let's say 1 through 3, Kreska. 4 through 6, Dax. Dax again. Dax.
Doesn't matter anymore.
It's all,
the damage is done.
That's a hit. And it's going to be 4 points of damage to Dax. Meishun, you're up.
Meishun will fire again.
It's busy over there.
Hopefully a hit at a 13.
13. Yeah, that's going to hit.
All right. That's a shot. 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage, and it's still alive.
Come on.
Jeez. It is still alive, Mac.
All right.
Finish it, Mac. Come on, Captain.
I'm going to give myself another bonus, and come on. Yes.
There we go.
Oh. Yes. No, 12. God damn it.
Wait, 12 against energy or against kinetic?
Against energy.
Energy.
You're sure it's a 12?
Yes.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Max damage. 8.
Max damage. Oh, you destroy it.
Yeah. Beautiful. God. Thank God.
Dead.
Oh, nice shot,
the
Captain.
The captain comes through in the end and kills this Akata.
Saves our lives.
But now Dr. Friss and Kreska and Dax are all heavily affected by a very dangerous disease. You are miles and miles away from civilization. From Absalom Station.
Hundreds of miles, probably.
Millions of miles.
Millions. Millions, Troy.
And there are still many, many rooms left.
These things.
To look at on this ship. We'll see you next week.
I'm not showing up next week.
I'm not coming back. Joe, is that your die over there near the door? I gotta go pick it up.
Androids and Aliens is a Glass Cannon Network production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Dead Sons is copyright 2017. Dead Sons and the Starfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.